this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today, we are rebroadcasting a Best of Moments for Missions episode that I hope will be a blessing to you as you listen.
In everything you think, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, happy Thanksgiving, listeners, and it's so great to be back with you on this day when we just take a day and spend time with family, and I hope rejoice and thank God for His goodness. And well, today it is Thanksgiving Day, and I would like to take what I consider to be maybe the most important thing, or it's not really a thing, it's a person, to whom we should constantly be giving thanks, and that is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. When people think about our church or our ministry, what comes to their mind? Would it be singing? Now, I love to sing. I wish I could sing. My voice is about gone. But have you ever heard people say, "We really had a good service today," and they mean they had great singing. Maybe there was no preaching even. And when people think about our church or our ministry, do they think about singing? Do they think about the great school that we have? Well, if they do, that would be wonderful. Maybe they think about the sports program that the students in the school have, or the buses that we run all over our community, or maybe they think, oh, they have a great pastor at that church. But I was pastor for 9 years and a little bit of my home church, my sending church, Grace Baptist Church in Landrum, South Carolina. But I just want to say that Grace Baptist Church was not about J.B. Godfrey. Church is not about the pastor. We need great pastors, and thank God for them. We have some wonderful pastors, but the church is not about those things. When the people think about our church, or I hope when people think about BIMI, Baptist International Missions, the first thing they think about is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, He, Jesus, should be our identity. I say this to people all the time when I'm doing missions conferences. We are not going to the mission field to make Americans of those people. Why would we wish to do that? We're not teaching them Western culture. We're not showing them that their church building should match exactly the way we do things here. We go to the mission field not to make them Americans or Europeans. We go to the mission field to tell the sweet, wonderful story of our Lord Jesus Christ, who left heaven's glory and came to this earth and lived a perfect life and died on the cross to save us from our sins and was buried and rose again. You see, that's why we do what we do. And friends, we should never forget where we were at and where the Lord has brought us to, not by our good works, not by our abilities, but by His wonderful grace. Charles Weigel wrote the song many years ago, "I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus." Well, that's what I would love to do with my life. I've been doing it for years and would like to continue to take that message around the world. Fanny Crosby said, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And great men fall down and worship Him." Well, the theme of my life, the theme of our church, the theme of BIMI should be to lift up Jesus Christ. There's a great verse in the Bible that talks about Jesus increasing and we are decreasing. That is, people, they shouldn't really be looking at us, but I hope we could reflect Christ in our lives. But they need to be looking to the one who can save their soul and ransom them from hell.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.